USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Businesses in more and more states continue to throw open their doors again, even as the number of coronavirus deaths in America keep climbing. In the U.S., the number is right around 80,000 now, and as states reopen, a new projection from the University of Washington estimates 137,000 Americans could die of the virus by early August. In Michigan, the state attorney general planning on issuing a formal opinion soon that the Michigan Capitol Commission can ban guns from Capitol grounds. It happened after an armed protest last week of the governor's state of emergency extension request till April 30th. Adri Dana Nessel saying yesterday,
for the general public, when it comes to protesting, unless the thing that you're protesting has to do with guns, and then maybe you want to show that you're in support of it, I don't understand why you do need to have a weapon.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence will be at the White House this week, even though his press secretary has tested positive for coronavirus. Pence's office pushing back on reports that he would be keeping his distance from the White House, working remotely for the next few days. Pence did keep a low profile over the weekend out of an abundance of caution. He tested negative for the illness, so there are no restrictions on his schedule for the next week, though. Famed comedian actor Jerry Stiller passing away at the age of 92. He had a long resume, but was known most recently for playing the father to Leah Remini's character in The King of Queens.
I love Italian food. Artie, you love Italian food, don't you?
I'd eat anything at this point. Just end this experiment.
National gas prices and demand gradually rising again amid the pandemic. Experts say the rise is attributed to various states across the nation starting to ease stay-at-home orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top Trump administration health officials will be appearing remotely at a U.S. Senate hearing this week after entering some form of self-quarantine. Dr. Anthony Fauci and others will testify through video conference. The hearing will feature witnesses including Fauci, the CDC director, and FDA chief. All three are now in quarantine themselves after coming into contact with a person at the White House who has since become infected. One of the two people in the White House to recently test positive, as we told you earlier, was Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saying that the shooting death of an African-American man in her state was a lynching. On CNN's State of the Union, the mayor said she believes the only reason two men are now charged with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery is because of a video that became public. Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael were arrested late last week on murder and aggravated assault charges for the February 23rd shooting of Arbery as he was jogging through their neighborhood. And Major League Baseball will hold a conference call with owners in a few hours to talk about a plan to start the season. The Athletic reports that if owners agree, the MLB would submit the proposal to the Players Union tomorrow. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.